three Chinese merchants have been killed and others seriously injured in a burglary in the capital of Angola. The injured, Huang Zhongwei, says the suspect was a local driver working for his company. He says the suspect broke into the house with a gun, shot dead the boss and two other Chinese workers, and robbed the equivalent of roughly $40,000 before fleeing. The Chinese embassy has denounced the incident and urged Angolan police to bring the suspect to justice as soon as possible. The upcoming Christmas and New Year's season normally sees a rising crime rate in Angola. Police in Nigeria say two female suicide bombers were behind the explosion that targeted a local market in the northwestern state of Kano. The young girls, wearing black hijabs, carried out the attack by detonating their explosive devices at the biggest and busiest textile market in the country's north. Six people, including the bombers, were killed, at least seven others injured. Earlier reports quoted several witnesses as saying that dozens were killed in the blast. The attack came 2 weeks after suicide bombers hit the central mosque near the Emir's palace in Kano, killing over 120 people and injuring many others. It's unclear who's behind the attacks, but Islamist militant group Boko Haram has carried out a series of similar attacks in the country.